Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour.
Ever since the vaccines opened to those who were 16 years of age and older earlier this month, how has progress been coming along for vaccinations in Guthrie County?
You know, it started off really well. We've been able to keep our clinics filled all the way through this week. The one thing that we have a challenge with here, that I know there are a lot of parents that have called in that would like to get their 16 to 18 year olds vaccinated, but here in Guthrie, we just haven't gotten any of the Pfizer vaccine that would allow us to do that. So we've been at that 18 and older level. We've been able to fill those clinics, but it does look like going into this next week, we are going to kind of see a drop off, not just here at the health department, but also at our pharmacies that we're working with. So we're forging ahead, but we are definitely coming to a slowdown in vaccines and vaccine clinics.
Now, what can that be attributed to, you know, kind of that slowdown? Is there a population that's a little more hesitant to coming in and getting vaccinated, or what could be the cause for that?
Yeah, so I think that a couple of things that we've identified here. One, we think we've got some vaccine hesitance, especially in our 20-somes to 40-somes. Definitely have noticed that they are our lowest vaccinated population. Now, granted, it has just been since April 5th, that they've been able to be vaccinated unless they were healthcare providers. And so, you know, we are fighting that. Younger people aren't getting as sick, so that's one issue. The other issue, and I think we're going to take some steps here in Guthrie to address it, is, you know, a lot of our folks in that age group work. And so up until now, our clinics have kind of been 9 o'clock in the morning until 3. We've done a couple of evening ones. We did one in KC that worked out really well in the evening, but we're going to look at making it a little more convenient for people. So we're going to try and have some evening clinics as well as some Saturday clinics to allow those folks that are working, especially those that are not working in Guthrie County, to be able to access that vaccine close to home.
In relation to that, how important is it going to be moving forward getting that particular age group of population vaccinated?
You know, I think that it's going to have to become our priority, because anytime you leave any section of your population unvaccinated or vulnerable, in this case, to COVID-19, you're allowing a place for the vaccine to hide. You know, if we're not able to get that population, they're very mobile. They enjoy doing a lot of things. You know, they have younger kids. And so as we look forward, the best way to get this pandemic to come to a complete end, and especially here in Guthrie County, to make sure that we're not seeing, you know, cases and continue to see cases far into the few months, even years, we need to focus on getting that population vaccinated so that we end the vulnerability of that population group and we don't give the virus any place that it can hide and continue to mutate and continue to spread.
Now, in relation to that, you know, you mentioned there may be some vaccine hesitancy among that population. You know, what would you want to say to that specific section of the population that might not feel like they need to come in and get vaccinated?
You know, I would say this, even though it seems like younger folk don't get as sick with COVID-19, and it seems like you might not need that shot because everybody else is getting it, it's the furthest thing from the truth, because what's going to happen is if we don't vaccinate that group and people continue to be hesitant, eventually they'll either get the vaccine or they'll get COVID-19. And allowing COVID-19 to continue to replicate and move even in a young population allows it to find variants and create variants that could potentially make younger people sick. And the worst thing about that is we have a vaccine now, several vaccines that are very effective, and we can get this thing to stop. We can get it to go to a point that we don't see any more variants. But if we can't vaccinate those individuals, even though it seems like, why would I want to get the vaccine when I'm really probably not going to get that sick? We could have variants that move not even just into our 30-somes, 20-somes, but eventually it could be something that hits our kids. We haven't seen that, but we definitely want to stop it and not have, why wouldn't we vaccinate to make sure that that can be taken care of before it becomes a problem?
Now, you kind of just mentioned a little bit where, you know, it could create a variant that would affect children. You know, what's the kind of timeline for the potential of youth under the age of 16 being able to be vaccinated?
You know, there are several studies. I know that Moderna started a wide-scale study here in March. I would imagine that the goal, and even Pfizer, all these vaccine producers are looking at this. I think the goal would be to get to a point here before we go back to school. So school is coming to an end. I think there's maybe 26 or 27 days left in most school years, and coming back in the fall, if we're able to offer those vaccinations, even if it's only to, you know, 12 to 18. The more kids we can get vaccinated, the better off we are. So I think the timeline for those, especially school-age kids, is the fall. That's what everybody's working towards. Now, we don't know exactly what those studies will look like, and it may take a little bit longer, but I know that that's probably what we're all looking at, especially in public health, as a very good timeline to help us, especially going into this fall, to not have to continue some of these public health measures because we have the vaccine that will help us get there.
Now, in terms of the vaccines themselves, you know, it's been a little while now since they halted the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to some outcomes that happened with about 6 people out of the roughly almost 7 million doses that have been administered. Can you just talk a little bit about where that is currently at and when, again, Johnson & Johnson may be available for people to get?
Oh, absolutely. I think the first thing you talked about it there, 6 out of 7 million with very rare side effects, still very safe in comparison to other things, other medications, other things we even do in life. But what happens with this process is they halt it. They go and look at those cases that they've seen. They see if there are any others that maybe haven't been identified. And then they take all of that body of evidence and compare that to the risk of getting COVID-19. And then they'll make their opinion. So on the 14th, the ACIP met, and that's the body of experts that makes the recommendations for immunization. And they said, look, we need to get more information here. And so on the 23rd, they are going to be looking at all of that information and then making recommendations. So it's very possible that within the next week or so, we could see Johnson & Johnson approved again to go. In Europe, they approved it once again, and they felt that it was not as big a safety risk that would warrant not providing that vaccine to people. So I would imagine that our committee here, being as thorough as they are and taking a little more time even, we'll look at that data and then they'll, you know, probably green light that within the next few weeks.
And that was our conversation with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Jotham for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.